I'm Ruth Dussault. This is Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Sausalito works on its housing laws. Embattled San Mateo sheriff is uninvited to a party in San Francisco. Another battery fire flares up in Moss Landing. Budget woes hit Oakland, and President Trump takes aim at San Francisco's Presidio. The Sausalito City Council will hold a meeting Tuesday at 4 p.m. They will adopt amendments to the housing element that runs to 2031. With input from the Planning Commission and the public, they will consider whether to reduce the number of units at two developments on Coloma Street and Bulkley Avenue. Also on the agenda are two ballot measures. Voter approval is needed to permit the development of housing on more than 15 sites in the new element. The city has until March 7th to submit ballot measures for a June 3rd special election. San Francisco's police union has made it clear that embattled San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus is not welcome at an upcoming event honoring women patrol officers. Corpus had RSVP'd for the March 5th event, but union leaders swiftly rebuked her in a letter Thursday. The letter, written by Union President Tracy McCrary, said, "Do the right thing. Respect these women. Stay home and work on your resume." McCrary accused Corpus of using the event for political gain. Corpus has faced growing calls to resign. In November, a 400-page report accused her of abuse of power and retaliation. San Mateo County supervisors placed Measure A on the March 4th ballot, which would give them temporary authority to remove her. Flames reignited late Tuesday at the Vistra Moss Landing battery storage facility. That's the same site that saw a massive fire a month ago, prompting evacuations. The January 16th blaze burned for 2 days. It was the fourth fire in 4 years at the largest battery storage facility in the world. The County of Monterey issued a notification Tuesday night saying light smoke appeared to be coming from the previously burned section of the facility around 6:30 p.m. By 10 p.m., the fire grew. The County Department of Emergency Management issued an alert urging residents to close their windows and doors. Vistra's incident page said it was continuously monitoring air quality and no hazardous air conditions have been detected. Money problems in the city of Oakland are getting worse. According to a city auditor's report, the city spent nearly $1.7 million on unauthorized overtime. Over the last 6 years, more than 500 employees in public works and transportation were overpaid because the payroll system miscalculated overtime under the Fair Labor Standards Act. City Auditor Michael Houston found no authorization for the excess payments, adding the problem could be much worse because he only examined two departments. Amid the massive $280 million budget shortfall, Oakland has cut services and laid off 77 employees. The city has also cut contracts for over a dozen community organizations, which gathered Tuesday in protest. They include SOS Meals on Wheels, which feeds over 1,000 people a day in Oakland, and the youth support organization Atomica Village. The city council placed a sales tax measure on an April special election ballot, but that relief may be coming too late for some groups. Demora Evans of Atomica Village said that the funds are urgently needed to keep youth engaged and prevent crime. He said, "We're trying to recruit them before the streets do." In another executive order on Wednesday, President Donald Trump aimed to eliminate certain federal agencies, including the Presidio Trust, which manages the Presidio National Park that skirts the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Formed by Congress in 1996, the trust was meant to preserve and sustain the former U.S. Army base as a public park. San Francisco Supervisor Stephen Sherrill called the move a political stunt. The trust said in a statement that it has not received regular federal funding since 2013. It earns money by leasing the historic buildings that the trust has renovated. Its self-sustaining model ensures normal operations will continue. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.